Now on Money News, Talking Trade with Roger Montgomery. Thanks to H&H Financial Services for commercial loans, development finance and private equity.
Roger Montgomery from Montgomery Asset Management with me talking the stock market now. Hello, Roger.
How are you, Ross?
Good, thank you.
What a big day.
Oh, look, it has been enormous in terms of, you know, what happens to people's hip pockets, and also that interim report from David Murray on the Financial System Inquiry. It goes to the very heart as to why people invest in the first place.
Well, they need to invest because you need to maintain your purchasing power. If you've worked very hard for your money, at some point you're going to stop working and it needs to work hard for you. The problem is, and this is a fundamental problem that I don't think any legislation is going to be able to fix, the lucrative money is won by the best advisors. So the best advisors, they don't want to see 20 people a day or 30 people a day. They want to see one or two or three people a day.
They so prefer they get to see the people with $3, $4, $5 million.
That's
in
right.
Pocket,
so guess what?
Seeing
the people with $3, $4, or $5 million get the great advice, and then everybody else, well, fend for yourself. You know, and it's wrong. And unfortunately, while this inquiry has been useful and there's going to be some improvements as a result, the fundamental capitalist model that determines where the best advice goes remains unchanged.
And the truth is that the banks, through the commissions that they've paid to their advisors, have really sought to reach out to embrace more people and to give them financial advice. Problem is, in many cases, because it's almost a sausage machine, they've literally been pushed through the system, and maybe, and in many cases, obviously, the quality of the advice has been appalling.
Yeah, and I agree with Mark from the FPA. You know, I agree that standards, there needs to be minimum standards, there needs to be minimum degree standards. And most importantly, what we need to do is anyone who's flogging a product, you can't be called an advisor.
No.
You just don't. You're not an advisor. You're
That's
a
right.
salesperson. You can be called anything you like, but you're not giving advice.
It also goes to the heart
so
of
therefore
what,
you're not an advisor.
It also goes to the heart of what the Reserve Bank said yesterday about whether people would be better off renting or buying a home.
Sure.
Because if they rent a home, they've got to put their money elsewhere to be able to gain a return. Now, I know people who do not own a home.
Mm.
They rent a home deliberately because they think owning a home is not a good use of their capital.
Right.
And then they go and put their money into the stock market where
yes.
they believe they can get higher returns.
Yes, yes. Well, that's one way. But, you know, the problem is, and here's another, the inquiry also brought up the whether or not we should completely ban the idea of borrowing against your super. There was something like 452 mentions of superannuation in the report. And, you know, should we allow people to borrow against their super? I think what it does is it just exaggerates the classic crowd behaviour in markets. It just forces people to buy at the highs and sell at the lows, and it accentuates the emotion that's involved in buying and selling of assets.
Certainly adds to risk as well. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back very shortly with Roger Montgomery here on Money News. Yeah, welcome back with Roger Montgomery from Montgomery Asset Management. We've got a minute or so with it. I just want to, with all this stuff about financial planning and with the reforms and with the financial system inquiry, let's break this all. Go back to basics, Roger.
Yeah.
Why does a person invest?
You're putting down money now to get more. You're deferring the spending of that money today in the expectation that you'll have more money later that will not only maintain your purchasing power but increase it. So you'll be wealthier by deferring spending today and putting it aside so that you've got more later on.
Okay, so then we go to either superannuation. Doesn't matter what it is. It's all investment. Let's call it that.
Correct.
It's just got different tax structures around it and different rules about
That's all super is. It's just a different vehicle.
It's just a different
vehicle.
But it's still part of your wealth.
Yep.
So the idea here is that you earn an income today and you get paid, obviously, and you put some of that aside so that when you have a pot of money in the future, it creates an income stream that you can partly or fully live off. That's what you want. That's the nirvana of investment.
Well, nirvana actually is growing income. You want to grow your income. It's all very well having income, but your income needs to go up.
There are only two investment categories with which you can earn a growing income stream. What are they?
Businesses.
In other words, shares.
And pieces of businesses or property.
Or property. Rent.
Yes.
So in other words, dividends coming from shares or rent.
That's right.
And if you can actually get in the right cycle, you have to take risk with these things because they can go down in price.
Well, you just be patient and wait for them to be bargains.
And that is the trick. Don't buy all the time, only buy quality at the right time. Roger Montgomery, he's a man who does that. He's with us here on Tuesday nights on Money News. Steve Price and Andrew Bolt up next. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Money News.